got to five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Okay, we will. Checking in at
number five.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was grilled today over President Donald Trump's recent remarks that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, as Trump spoke to French President Emmanuel Macron yesterday about his efforts to set up diplomatic talks with North Korea, he said this.
We're having very good discussions. Kim Jong-un has been very open. And I think very honorable from everything we're seeing.
A lot of people said, wait a minute, honorable? This is a dictator, kills his own people. So CBS's Major Garrett, he brought up Trump's latest comments. In today's White House press briefing, he asked Sanders how Trump could be so complimentary to Kim when his regime murdered Otto Warmbier, for instance, the American, and regularly commits crimes against, like we said, his own people and humanity.
President's referencing the conversations that we've had ongoing over the last month or so in regards to the meeting to take place and their willingness to denuclearize on the peninsula. And that's
what changed his appraisal of Kim Jong-un?
Certainly not that, but he is wants to have the ability to sit down and have these conversations. And in that process, they have been open with their willingness to denuclearize. And that's certainly been the focus and what we have been pushing for and expect to happen.
Isn't this just the president's way of negotiating, though? I mean, I understand honorable and Kim Jong-un shouldn't go in the same sentence. But isn't that just what he's doing because he knows there's about to be some diplomatic relations?
He's working them.
In a super secret way. I mean, I don't know. It's just... All right. We got a bonus cut here. She was also asked, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, today. There was a lot of tension in the air today at the White House press briefing. And there was a Jim Acosta moment when he got into it, and she was told she didn't like his tone. And then he said, "What was wrong with my tone?" And then he played it on CNN later. That was my tone. And anyway, she's also asked about Kanye West.
I'm curious whether the president has reached out to Kanye West and whether he'd be willing to meet with him at the White House.
I don't know of any conversation that they've had over the last week or so. I'll keep you posted if that changes anytime. Matthew? 2 weeks ago. Sorry, I know they met during the transition. That's the only meeting I'm aware of that's taken place or conversation.
But he's his brother, and they have the same dragon energy, Kanye has tweeted out. And the president said, thank you. Thank you very much. So the bromance begins.
That was Stormy Daniels. What's the big deal about me with Kanye West? I mean, it's not like he's got standards. You know, Ted Nugent's been parading around the White House taking pictures. I mean, but okay.
It has set the social media world on fire, though, because it just happened this afternoon, and then the president responded, and wow. Expect that to continue for a while. We're going to check in now at
Number four.
Thank you, Orion. Port Authority board member and ethics chairwoman, very important word there, ethics chairwoman, when you hear what happens. Karen Turner is her name. She resigned from her post after going on a wild rant and cursing out cops over a traffic stop. Politico actually obtained the camera footage from an incident last month where police pulled over a car in Tenafly, New Jersey. Hoping I'm saying that right.
Tenafly,
thank you. Never been there. And Turner's daughter was one of the four passengers riding inside during the stop. And the stop was all going smoothly at first, according to Officer Matthew Savitsky. But things, well, they changed after Turner herself. She arrived on the scene.
This is the receipt. This goes on file.
Hi, I'm Karen Turner. I'm a resident. There you go.
I don't need that.
Okay, fine.
You're just here as the rider, right?
No, I'm not. I'm here as a concerned citizen and friend of the mayor and been in Tenafly for 20 years. I take full responsibility for them. And what is the reason they were pulled over?
The driver has all the information. He'll tell you.
No. I need to know.
No, you don't need to know.
Okay.
We're not involved here. You're picking them up.
No. I'm involved.
She's definitely involved, and it didn't end there because she wasn't happy with what she was hearing, and she wanted to be a little more large and in charge.
I am the commissioner of the Port Authority, and I'm heading up over 4,000 police officers. Okay, so if there's a problem, I think I have.
There's no problem.
Well, I think there's a problem.
An unregistered vehicle.
Okay, let's hear. Why were they pulled over? First of all,
Miss,
Now, don't call me Miss. I'm Commissioner. Thank you.
Commissioner?
Yes.
All due
Why
respect.
Why were they pulled over?
All due respect.
Why
the driver with us.
No. I need
yes,
to know.
Ma'am.
Uh-oh. That doesn't ever go well, does it? When the backseat passenger gets down and says, I'll handle this, and I know the mayor, and shut the F up, is what she also told them.
The officer seemed to be handling
it very
well.
He's really cool.
Right?
Yeah. They were very, weren't
Doing
they?
Doing it the right way.
They were totally, oh, we have one more we have to hear. Let's see if they remain cool.
You can't put together of what the problem is.
Are you finished, ma'am?
I'm shocked. I'm shocked and very disappointed. Thank you for your help.
You may take them now.
You may not tell me when to take my child. You may shut the f*** up and not tell me when I may take my kid and her friends, who are PhD students from MIT and Yale.
Oh, gosh.
Well, obviously, those students can't do anything wrong because they have as much influence as the mother.
So maybe they can
know what
for
their SAT scores were. They're free to go. Why didn't you say so?
That
Commissioner? She thinks she's Commissioner Gordon.
It's a good MIT.
This is the Batman. Do you not understand that?
Maybe she's not a commissioner. No, she is a commissioner.
Oh,
checked it out.
My goodness.
Just, if they're MIT grads, or couldn't they speak for themselves, too?
Right. You know, she's talking like they're two infants in the back seat.
And they're, you know, they're little Jeez. Car seats. But that didn't happen. So she has resigned now, and that's all over. She's no longer the ethics chairwoman. Checking in at... Oh, we're going to break here because it's that time.
You may not tell us when we're going to break.
Do you know that I am the commissioner of nothing? But let's go to Judy Pilek because
really?
She is super important.
Really? Because who gives you permission to come to me?
Oh, gosh, we're all getting sassy today. There are a bunch of Karen Turners
in the
world.
She got under my skin, that one.
She did.
Hey, you can fly to the front of the line at LitFest. Coming up soon, believe it or not, June 9th and 10th. Get a fest pass. Get yours before they're gone at printersrowlitfest.org/fest pass.
All right, we're in the middle of the top five at five and checking in at...
Number three.
Loyola's 98-year-old men's basketball team chaplain, we know her, we love her, Sister Jean. She was recognized for not letting age get in the way of her life's work. Sister Jean received the first ever Trailblazer Award from the group The Village Chicago. Executive Director Diane Campbell describes Sister Jean as the North Star for everyone and anyone who wants to maximize the dividend of a long life. It's only appropriate that Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt be the first to receive this award since she was the first who inspired it. So here she is.
Sisters in my own community who have, I have Jesuits who have, students who have, and the team certainly has. I find it very rewarding, but I just tried to say this is the way we go every day.
Gotta love Sister Jean. There was some breaking Loyola news today, too, Kev, right? Just remind us of that.
Yep, Coach Porter Mosier agreeing on a contract extension through the 2025-26 season. So Porter Mosier not going anywhere for a while.
Very nice. Got the whole band back together. And checking in at...
Number two.
Did you see this? Hank Azaria, the voice behind Apu on The Simpsons, was last night's guest on CBS The Late Show. And he addressed that ongoing controversy around the character, Apu, telling host Stephen Colbert that showrunners, well, they kind of need to listen to Indian and South Asian people about this.
I've given this a lot of thought, really a lot of thought. And as I say, my eyes have been opened. And I think the most important thing is we have to listen to South Asian people, Indian people in this country, when they talk about what they feel and how they think about this character and what their American experience of it has been. I'm perfectly willing and happy to step aside or help transition it into something new. I really hope that's what The Simpsons does. And it just, it not only makes sense, but it just feels like the right thing to do to me.
Well said.
It was well said.
He's very sincere there.
He was. It seems like The Simpsons sort of, they had referenced it in a way that didn't seem as respectful as a lot of people wanted because they said sometimes things that were funny 20 years ago, the politically correct people decide are no longer funny. Right. And then they showed a picture of Apu. And so they're sort of saying, it was hard to know where they what they're
it seemed like they're basically
saying there.
Tough.
Like, tough luck.
Yeah, tough
right?
For you,
like
so.
Even though we've kind of stereotyped this entire, you know, culture. And we have a bonus cut here from Hank Azaria.
In television terms, listening to voices means inclusion in the writer's room. I really want to see Indian, South Asian writers in the room, not in a token way, but genuinely informing whatever new direction this character may take, including how it is voiced or not voiced.
He was saying that he heard from people, Indian Americans, who came forward and said they were bullied exactly based on this character.
Called that name and everything. And that's got to, you know, again, I think his intentions are good. That's got to hit him hard in the heart. I wouldn't be surprised if the Simpsons as an entity don't decide to make changes, that Azaria, that Hank just says, you know what, then I'm going to step aside. I wouldn't be surprised.
Be part of it. Because, you know, that's a hard thing to hear when you've been the voice of that candidate and people come forward and say, just so you know, I was like taunted my entire school career based on your character, the one that you guys voiced it. So we'll have to see what the Simpsons decides to do there. All right, checking in at
number one.
In Colorado, sex parties hosted in one of the metro area's nicest communities are angering neighbors who say, well, it's time to take action. Residents on Avery Way in Castle Rock say organized sex parties.
You say that's Avery Way. Now, does that intersect with what in Castle Rock exactly? What's the number of that place?
Well, I guess we have to do a little more research to figure out exactly
just so
the
I know.
Location.
Just for the research purposes, you
geolocate the story for you,
like
Rich.
Be thorough.
So organized sex parties at this one home, address not included in this particular copy, but are causing parking problems.
Find Avery Way. Sorry,
you didn't write to do that.
I got a
you can wait till the break, Richard.
I'm free as well. If anybody, if you need a second investigative reporter to go along,
do they have Siri? Do they have plus ones on Avery Way? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No problem. I mean, they need to get in the way of more
mute.
Important
sorry
things.
About that.
No problem.
They
no
don't
deal.
Judge there. Don't let anybody in.
So here, this is the interesting part. They're saying they're causing parking problems.
Oh, that's what they're upset about.
Plenty of parking going on there.
And there's a bit of noise, too. That's an additional problem cited in this whole thing.
Well,
thunderstorm.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll explain to the kids later, okay, during the break, because there are children listening who shouldn't hear that. Thunderstorm Play Palace and boasts, they call it, I guess that's what they call it, and boasts a 7,500-square-foot dwelling with every amenity, including alcohol, food, complete with a vegetarian menu.
Oh, consider it.
And a chocolate fountain.
Oh.
The party organizer does not want to
reveal. Euphemism?
I don't know if any of this is. Organizer does not want to reveal his identity, but he said he is the victim in the controversy. So listen here.
There was significant harassment so far that I've received from the neighbors. And there are no open areas that you can see from outside to have the children or anybody seeing something they shouldn't see or don't want to see.
What's a big deal?
He's just mad his wife won't let him go over there.
It's interesting here.
There's a lot going on there. When one neighbor described guests as being from all walks of life.
Oh.
Absolutely shocked. And you could hear people doing what they're doing in there. Nobody is going to stand for it. Some of them so old that they struggled walking up the stairs. He was all proud that he had 4 crock pots, you know, showing up like they were going to a bunco party or something.
That's nice. Everybody brings a dish.
I like these neighbors, you know.
Is that how it works?
Neighbors seem awfully knowledgeable. You know, unless I go onto the very top of my rooftop, my 20-foot telescope can barely see into the romper room. And I wish they'd be a little, I mean.
According to our security footage of the 10 cameras we have pointing at this particular household.
All walks of life. That's
Susie and Dave.
Inclusive. Avery Way.
Avery Way, guys. Look it up during the break. We're going to wrap this up here.
The top five at five.